Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle were reportedly set to make a move for two Leicester City players this summer before their takeover collapsed. According to reports, the Saudi-backed consortium who planned to take over at St James's Park were eyeing Demarai Gray and Hamza Chowdhury. The consortium, led by Amanda Staveley, also had their eye on four players in total, with Bournemouth's Callum Wilson and Paris Saint-Germain's Mauro Icardi also shortlisted. Meanwhile, Newcastle United's takeover has been handed a major boost after Roma chairman and co-owner James Pilotta agreed to sell the Serie A outfit for £530 million. The agreement between the American billionaire and the Fried King Group was reached last night, and that could pave the way for the Magpies as far as having a new owner goes. Pilotta could launch a bid to buy Newcastle once he sells Roma, and it will be interesting to see if that happens in the coming weeks after the latest development in the Italian capital. And finally, Amnesty International has urged the Premier League to overhaul its owners and directors test. Amnesty described current regulations as hopelessly unsuited to proper scrutiny of potential buyers of clubs. The campaign group said it had sent a new human rights compliant version to league chief executive Richard Masters. The move comes after the collapse of a proposed £300 million Saudi-backed takeover of Newcastle, which had first been agreed in April. The Premier League declined to comment, but is understood to be committed to undertaking regular reviews of its takeover rules. That's all for now. We'll have more later.